Hey, good evening, Tony and everybody else. Nice net, Tony. Pleasant evening. This is Pete in Elk Rapids, KWQK. Well, haven't been real radioactive the last few days, and I don't know about this week. A lot going on. I'm looking forward to breakfast in the morning, see a bunch of you, but I don't know about field day. These weekends are kind of booked up with family stuff, so I'm not sure how it's all going to work out. You know, either that or I'll just be too tired by then. I've been around for 10 days, so we'll see once. Break. And Mike wanted to comment on your Vince Scully audio there. I've got it queued up on the computer here. I'm going to listen to it as soon as the net's over. And talking about memorable sports announcers or events, why, of course, it's got to be Ernie Harwell, 40-some years broadcasting the Tigers on the radio. I still miss that style of broadcasting and his voice. A couple years after his passing, someone did an Ernie Harwell play, and a bunch of us and the family went to that. And if you ever get a chance, if it pops up again, it's well worth your $25, $30, whatever. And my son and I were fortunate enough. We went to Ernie's last broadcast, 2002. Of course, it was at Comerica Park, the new park at that point. Weren't a lot of fans in the stand, I didn't think, but we were there, and looked right up over our shoulder, and you could see him hanging out the window at the broadcast booth. So yeah, I was there for Ernie's last game in Detroit, his last broadcast game, I should say. So very memorable. Those are good memories. KWQK, look forward to seeing many of you at breakfast in the morning.